Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for The Money Smarts for You show. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I want teens, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. It's officially mid-year, and you only have 6 more months to make 2015 count towards your financial success. You may be enjoying the summer lull with lots of people out of town, taking vacations, or just getting away. And the summer heat is putting you into a relaxed mode. This is the time when you can recharge and regroup to make this fall and winter a good one for your success. My 5 tips for this week cover issues like identity theft, saving money, paying off debt, family fun, and renewing your enthusiasm for life. 1. Make a plan to pay off any debt you have. Sometimes we spend the first half of the year paying off our holiday bills, earning enough money to pay our income taxes, and making it all come out as evenly as we can. Around this time of year, it's a good idea to look at your credit card statements and think about a plan to pay these bills off before you reach the holidays. If you're already someone who pays off your bills every month in full, great, congratulations, good for you, keep up the good work. However, if that's not the case for you, there are about 20 weeks left before we reach Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and other year-end celebrations. If you currently owe $1,000 on your credit cards, then you will have to make payments of about $55 per week to cover the principal and interest due, which is about $225 extra per month in addition to whatever charges you might have to pay off those cards before the holidays. Personally, I think if you have that much credit card debt, you need to stop using your cards, or if you use them, you need to make sure you pay off the amount you're spending plus the extra to get those debts cleared off your account by year end. Imagine how great it will feel if you start the holiday season with no debt on your credit cards. As I mentioned before, if you're fortunate enough to not have any credit card debt because either you don't use credit cards or you pay off your spending each month regularly in full, but you might have a car loan or a mortgage, then take a look at that debt and figure out if there's a way you can pay those loans off early. Most mortgages do not have a prepayment penalty, nor are those penalties usually assessed on car loans. But review your loan documents to make sure there is no penalty assessed if you decide to pay these loans off early. If you can add $100 extra to your monthly mortgage payment, paying down the principal due a little bit more each month, little by little, you can shorten the amount of time you will have that debt, and you will also pay less interest over the same time period. After all, we are celebrating Independence Day this weekend, and wouldn't you like to be independent of all the obligations of debt that you owe at some time in your life, preferably sooner rather than later? 2, start saving money each week working towards a goal. If you are already in the habit of paying your credit card bill in full or not using your credit cards, then you may be in the position of being able to save extra money for the rest of the year. Do you have a nest egg of $1,000 saved to cover any extraordinary expenses that might be unplanned that you just have to pay for? Do you have 6 to 9 months of expenses saved in cash or CDs easily accessible to you, available to you in the event you lose your job or your income is reduced for some reason? If you have not created these types of accounts, then please make a plan now to save money, starting with the $1,000 nest egg. There are 20 weeks left of the year. If you can save $50 a week, that's $10 for each day of the work week. You know, $10 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's $50 in 1 week. then you can save $1,000 by the holidays. If you eat lunch out, chances are you're paying at least $10 for that lunch. Skip it. Bring a peanut butter sandwich. Do you go get a latte every morning? If you're spending $5.50, $6 on a latte, plus maybe a little scone or something, you're probably spending $10 each day. So make your own coffee at home, some toast, an egg, and then say goodbye to your daily coffee stop. Let this be your personal goal of saving for the rest of the year. If you can save more, then do it. 3, for the rest of the summer, plan a weekly play night. Okay, now, if you have family, chances are your kids are out of school. And if they're out of school, you know, you don't want the summer to just go by and not have spent any time with them because you're either not thinking about it or you're too tired or you don't have a plan. So if your kids are out of school, don't let summer pass you by in a blur of nightly TV watching. It is so easy to just have everybody park themselves in front of the television set and never interact with one another. Pick one night of the week, preferably one where everyone in the family can participate, and plan a night of play. Get out the board games, playing cards, popcorn and snacks, and spend some time together. Interacting with your kids this way will allow you to see how much they've grown and changed over the school year. Are they cheating at cards? Are they more mature in their decisions? Has their vocabulary improved? Can they make change at the Monopoly board? Have they developed a sense of humor? Now, keep in mind that if you don't have family, but you have friends, chances are everyone gets really tied up with their own lives. And sometimes it's really hard to catch people. Going out to dinner can be expensive. It can also create some confusion. Who's going to pay? Did I invite you? Did you invite me? Did we decide to go Dutch? So one inexpensive way to get together with your friends is to invite people to come over after dinner, you know, let them have their dinner hour when they can or finish up at work or whatever, and invite them over to, again, play some games, have some fun, talk, catch up, get to know each other a little bit better each time that you do that. Now, if you're not good at sitting, if you're not a sitting around person, and you're a more active family or your friends are more active, then pack a picnic lunch. You can roast a chicken, buy a roasted chicken, fruit salad, cookies, veggie sticks, and go on a hike at one of your local parks. I found that if you freeze water or tea in a well-rinsed out juice or milk carton, carry it in your backpack, and then it'll kind of cool you down along the edge of your back, and thaw as you walk. It will be deliciously cold when you get to your picnic destination. Is there a Little League game nearby that you can go watch and then have dinner afterwards or have a picnic there? What about Shakespeare in the Park? Almost every major botanical garden or zoo or city park has some form of Shakespeare or plays or movies in the park. Maybe there's Slab Cinema at a downtown plaza. Is there live music on the grounds of your local museum? Take your family and use it as a lesson for them on how to behave properly at a play, movie, or concert. Sometimes kids don't get a chance to experience things in their everyday school, after-school life that maybe later on they would really appreciate being able to do and feel confident being able to do it in a proper fashion, to be able to blend in with the crowd, so to speak. So this is a great opportunity for you to spend time with your family and do something a little bit different. Make the most of these summer days and enjoy your time with family and friends. In a few short years, your kids will be gone from home. They will be living their own lives, and you will have missed the opportunity to spend time together and play. 4, update your passwords and go over your financial statements. When was the last time you updated your passwords to access your emails, social media accounts, financial accounts, and other online sites? With all of the hackers out there, it is a good idea to change your passwords frequently. Is it time to consider upgrading your privacy settings or your account settings on these? Many times, social media changes their rules. They decide they're not going to let you have the privacy settings you had before, or that you need to come in and opt out as opposed to being able to keep things as they were. So it's a good time to check those. if it has been more than a year, then I believe it's time for you to make changes. With passwords, use the nulls system to nullify the efforts of hackers and to make your password more secure. N-U-L-S, nulls, stands for number, uppercase, lowercase, and symbol. Use at least one of each of these in your passwords. Most sites allow passwords to be from 6 characters to 16 or more. You may find that you want to use the first letter of a song title or a verse and intersperse symbols and numbers along with upper and lowercase letters. For example, The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music might give you a password that would be THAAWTSOM. And you would, again, intersperse lower, upper, and you would also sprinkle in some numbers that can mean something to you, as well as a couple of symbols, so that you might have a password that you can remember and one that is harder to crack than your pet's name or your birth date, because probably that information is somewhere online, easily accessible to hackers. After you've updated your passwords, you may want to consider two-step verification as protocol for your sign-in process. Usually two-step verification involves a text message sent to your cell phone to verify that you are indeed signing into a particular website. It may require you to send a verification code to continue the sign-in process. Another form of two-step verification or notification is if you sign in on a different device than you normally do, you may receive an email notifying you of that fact. So if indeed it's not you and you're not the one using that computer, you will know that someone has access to your password and it will indicate that you need to quickly make a change. Keep track of what protocols you use for which sites in order to protect yourself from phishing expeditions that may be hoping for you to reveal more than you should via your phone or emails. Keep that in mind. Oftentimes there are bunches of emails that are sent out or phone calls, that robocalls or even actual phone call bank setups where basically they're trying to create a feeling of panic in you so you will respond quickly. They may say something like, oh, your credit card was found at such and such a place, or your daughter who's traveling in Europe needs money, or there are all kinds of possible scams. And one of the things that's really important for you to do is to remember not to call the number that they give you when they call you and either leave you a message or are talking to you on the phone, but to immediately hang up, make notes of what they do say, if you have paper and pen handy, and then make the phone call to the number that's on the back of your credit card. Or if your kids are traveling, one thing that's important is have a copy of their passport, have a copy of their itinerary, make sure that you have the number of whatever cell phone or hotel cell phone that they may have while they're traveling and whatever hotel that they may be staying at so that you can call and check to see what's going on. If they're on a school trip, it's always good to have the phone numbers of at least 1 to 2, maybe up to 3 of the chaperones also, so that if you're unable to reach your student, your child, you can reach one of the chaperones. Once you've updated your passwords, then take the time to review your financial statements. This is especially important if you've been traveling someplace different than you normally your normal travels. Let's say you frequently go to Austin to see your kids, or maybe you go down to the beach somewhere in Santa Barbara in California. And you need to be aware of the fact that if you're traveling somewhere you don't normally travel, you especially need to review your credit card statements. You need to make sure that all the entries on your credit card statements are transactions that are your transactions. Same if you use a debit card. Check your bank statements to make sure all those transactions are yours. Stations are particularly vulnerable for skimming machines that seem to slide right in there. So be aware that you need to check your statements regularly anyway, but certainly if you're traveling around the country, buying gas at various stations that you're not familiar with. Also, this is a good time to take a look at your retirement accounts. If you have a 401k or a 403b or an IRA or a Roth IRA, look at those statements. See how they're progressing. How are the mutual funds you've selected performing? Can you take the time now to look at how other funds within that same family are performing as well? Are you contributing fully? Could you afford to put more money in your retirement account? Have you maxed out on the maximum contribution that you're allowed to make? And are you taking advantage of your employer's match if one exists? Also, check the statements for your nest egg and your emergency fund account to make sure that they are in a government-insured interest-bearing account and that you're actually earning some money. Right now, interest rates are extraordinarily low, so you're not going to see much, maybe $1 or $2 a month, but just make sure that things are continuing and that the balances are correct. This is a very good time of year to take a quick snapshot of where you are financially at this moment in time, because come October and November, you will once again have to re-up. You'll have to sign up again or leave things the same in your retirement and your company match if you're eligible for it, your stock purchase plan if there is such a thing for your company, also your health insurance. So this is a good time also to review the benefits that you're getting with your health insurance, what your deductibles are. If you have homeowners insurance, car insurance, check those items out as well to make sure that they're at the levels where you want them to be. Also take a look at how much debt you have in total. What assets do you own? Look and see what your ratio is between assets and your liabilities. You know, your goal is to have twice as many assets as you have liabilities, just in case you need them. Also, what kind of liquidity do you have? How much of those assets are something that you can liquidate tomorrow in case you need the money? You know, what do you have in cash? What do you have in CDs? What do you have in common stocks and fixed income? Mutual funds, things like that. So this is a good time to kind of do a quick, you know, survey of where you are looking towards year end and your planning for next year. I recommend to my clients that they review their financial statements every month, and if they are paperless, that they pick a day each month or each week, depending on how often they like to look at their accounts, to review and verify the transactions in their accounts. Remember, you only have 60 to 90 days, depending on the institution, to complain about and resolve any errors in your financial account. So you need to stay on top of your financial information. It is very important. Somebody hacks into your account and they remove all your money and all your securities. You only have a short period of time that you can go to the institution and say, hey, what's going on? Is this an internal problem? Did someone embezzle money from my account, or is this a problem from the outside that you guys need to know about in case you don't already know? Okay. Now, for number five, plan to learn something new this summer if you can. There's nothing better than learning something new to rejuvenate your self-image. It can be something as simple as learning how to use new technology like your smartphone or a tablet, or as traditional as learning how to make a new recipe for a special summer cookie treat. You may want to learn to play tennis or how to do yoga, or you may want to roller skate or learn how to meditate. Maybe you've always wanted to take an art class in school but never had time before. So you might see if there's some summer classes that pique your interest and allow you the opportunity to expand your horizons. Many local art museums offer lectures on art from experts in the field about anything from watercolors, impressionist painters, sculpture, film, performance art, all kinds of things. And these opportunities can pass you by if you don't make a plan. So look up what's available and come up with a plan. Put it on your smartphone calendar. Add an alert for the day before and an hour before. Mix it into your date nights or play nights with your family and friends. expanding your mind to learn something new plants a seed of confidence and resilience in your life. Sometimes it's really easy to get stale at work and you start feeling like you're in a rut, and sometimes doing something a little bit different, maybe something you wanted to do, even if it's just a 1 hour or 2 hour event, can make all the difference in the world. You may decide that it's time that you need to retool or add to your quiver of arrows at work in order to make yourself more effective. Talk to your immediate supervisor or the human resources department to find out what skills you may want to add to your resume. Is there a certification program that you might take online or in person at your local community college or university that will increase the likelihood that you might get a raise or a promotion? How savvy are you about social media? Is there something you've wanted to learn or a class you've wanted to take to add to your skill set? Now may be the time to look into these new additions so that you can turn the fall into a very productive time of the year for you. Remember, a lot of schools start their classes in mid-August. Right now it's the 1st of July. You may need to kind of get your resume together, fill out an application, submit it, get letters of recommendations, things like that. So now is the time, if you're looking ahead, for something new that you may want to add to your skill set for the fall. By paying off debt, working on a savings plan, updating your passwords, reviewing your financial statements, taking time to play, and learning something new, these are all valuable things to do during this week where we as a country celebrate independence and the freedoms we so dearly love. I've got to say, we are lucky to live in this country because it gives us the freedom to accumulate wealth, to spend time with our families, to learn new things, to attend some of the greatest schools in the country, to experience some of the most amazing nonprofit organizations, from botanical gardens to zoos to museums to history museums. There is so much that we are able to do because we do have the freedoms we have. So when you're watching the fireworks this weekend, think about the effort, the work that it takes for this country to continue to be the great country it is, and do your part, especially with an election year coming up just around the corner next year. Please remember to register to vote and to start paying attention to the candidates, what they have to say and what they're doing, because we keep this country free by being aware of the values, the governance, the laws that are passed that affect our lives. So thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie at moneysmartsforyou.com. That's B-A-R-B-I-E at moneysmartsforyou.com. That's M-O-N-E-Y-S-M-A-R-T-S, the number four, the letter U.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.